When people think about Arizona, they think of the Grand Canyon, the saguaro cactus, and our beautiful sunsets. But do they think about shrimp? Well, as Robert Rappaport tells us, the Desert Sweet Shrimp Farm in Gila Bend is working to change that.
Amid the desert brush and beating sunlight, Gila Bend is home to the only shrimp farm in Arizona. It boasts fresh running well water into an array of 2-acre ponds fully stocked with shrimp destined for different locations around the world. Desert Sweet Shrimp says its environmentally friendly ponds create a clean, sweet taste not found in most commercial shrimp. While your first thought may be, seafood created in a hot desert? Farm manager Gary Wood, whose family originally began shrimp farming in South America, says the heat is great for the shrimp.
The main thing that makes shrimp grow is the algae. You know, Arizona, with all this sunlight, the algae grows in pool, you know, in swimming pools and stuff. It grows in ponds too, and the shrimp love it. So, like, they need the algae. You know, we really don't raise shrimp out here. We raise the algae, and the shrimp live in it.
Wood says being far away from the ocean is another selling point.
Because the ocean is just filled with viruses and diseases that can affect the shrimp. Being here in the desert, you know, 200 miles from the ocean, we've never had any type of disease here. And because of that, we could raise shrimp here and ship them to other parts of the world.
While the shrimp grow in the Arizona ponds, they are not born there. Gary Wood says they are bought as hatchlings from other facilities in Florida, Texas, and Hawaii. While the rest of the farm grows olive trees and alfalfa, the shrimp farm is the most unique on the land. Craig Collins, who manages the shrimp end of things, says the shrimp get the fresh water first, and then that water is reused for the rest of the farm.
We're as organic as we can possibly get, and we're a sustainable operation. In other words, we're not causing any environmental damage whatsoever. All of our effluent water is utilized on the alfalfa or olive tree crops, and so we're double cropping that water. We're not wasting any of it at all, and it's very beneficial in nitrogen for the agricultural crops.
Collins says the name Desert Sweet Shrimp isn't just a name. It describes the taste of the shrimp as well.
It does taste significantly different because of the low content of iodine that's in our shrimp, as well as being raised in low saline conditions. It tastes sweeter than what most shrimp would taste.
Farm manager Gary Wood says the shrimp industry isn't what it once was in the United States, and that has forced a cutback in production.
Most we've ever harvested was around 350,000 pounds. We've never actually produced as much shrimp as we could from this area. I think the pond farm could easily do 500,000 to 1 million pounds a year. Right now, we've cut down our volume quite a bit because of the imports coming in from China. We produce about 60 to 100,000 pounds a year now.
The shrimp season usually runs from May until it gets cooler in October because the shrimp start to die off at about 55 degrees. Wood says harvesting the shrimp is pretty easy.
We got it fixed up so that when the ponds are harvested, we just drain the whole pond. And eventually all the shrimp come out. And while we're draining, when the pond is being drained, we seine the water is going out. We have the water pass through a net as it's exiting the pond, and we just collect the shrimp in that method.
Once the shrimp are harvested, Wood says they are sent to customers who order online, find restaurants, and even the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago orders the shrimp regularly to feed its otters.
Otters are extremely picky. They will not eat every shrimp. So they had to experiment to see what shrimp that they would like to eat. And they picked ours. And of course, we're also the environmentally friendly group, sustainable, that they're looking for too.
Since the shrimp were not visible through the water during my visit, Wood and Collins threw a net and grabbed some to show off.
Well, we're looking at Tanais vanimae, Pacific white shrimp. They're about, a lot of people consider them right now, medium size, and you can hear them hopping around. We have probably, 20 in that little bucket there.
Yeah.
One throw of a net, And look at how clear they are. You can practically see right through them. That's one of the beauties of these shrimp is, you know, we take them to processing places and you know, people that deal with shrimp and they see these and say they're the most beautiful looking shrimp they've ever seen.
These don't look like the typical shrimp you see on a plate here.
Well, you know, they still have their head on. I shouldn't have said that.
You upset them.
So basically they're jumpers.
They jump. Actually, these shrimp will jump about 3 feet, 4 feet out of the water. They're extremely wild. And they like to eat anything that's smaller than they are in the pond.
Desert sweet shrimp is located off of South Old U.S. 80 in Gila Bend. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Robert Rappaport.
You can see pictures of what the Desert Sweet Shrimp Farm in Gila Bend looks like by visiting us online at the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.